We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So let's move into the final portion of today's show, and we're going to wrap things up talking about what's next for Notre Dame at cornerback. So as we mentioned earlier, Dallas Golden is cornerback number two in this class. Yes, he could play running back. Yes, he could play receiver. Yes, he could play safety, but Notre Dame is recruiting him to play cornerback, and that's where he's going to be. So he gives them two corners in this class. He joins Cree Thomas, who is from the Phoenix area, Brophy Prep High School, same high school as Benjamin Morrison. And that's actually an interesting one. I should have talked about this before, but you know, there are times when I kind of get a little bit obsessed about a DB, a player that I like, that I really push hard that he should be ranked higher. And I think my track record of that is pretty good. You know, everyone will have some misses, but I tried to tell everyone that would listen that Xavier Watts was a top 100 football player. I tried to tell everyone that would listen. Nobody wanted to listen to me, and now he's a unanimous All-American. I said the same thing about Benjamin Morrison when he committed to Notre Dame as a three-star recruit. I said, I don't care what the rankings say. This is an elite football player, and he's turned out to be that way. And Dallas Golden is my latest, where just from the minute I watched him, I was like, that guy's special. There's something different about this kid that you just don't see with some other kids, and Dallas is that kind of player. So he is cornerback number two in this class, and Notre Dame, as I mentioned, wants at least three in this class. Now, I've talked to some folks that would know such things, and I do think there's a chance that they go to four. There's some other things that have to shake out, but right now the plan is three with a chance to get to four depending on how the board shakes out at some other position. So if another corner called tomorrow and committed, yes, that would give them their need. But I think from what I'm told that they would still recruit a couple of the kids on the board that they like. And really actually all five of the kids on the board that are actually now it's four of the kids that are on the board now. I believe they'd still recruit them much like they did Jadon Blair. If you remember, Notre Dame only needed two safeties in the class, but they kept recruiting Jadon Blair. Why? Because he's just too good to pass up, and he's an elite talent that they want to have. And so that's why you still recruit a guy like that. You don't ever pass on talent like that, even though you've met your numbers need, because you can still add more impact talent, and Jadon Blair gives them impact talent. And so that's part of the over-recruiting of the current roster. You're always looking to over-recruit the current roster. That's what Alabama does. That's what Georgia does. That's what Clemson did when they were great. It's what you need to do. And so Notre Dame will keep doing that. And from what my understanding is, they're going to do – and then with the Jadon Blair, I need to land the plane a little bit, right? So they needed some things to kind of shake out at other positions for that to then make more sense, and it has. And so that's why recruiting Jaydon Blair makes a ton of sense, because he's an elite player, and even though he's not, it's one beyond your quote-unquote need, your target need, you don't turn down big-time players. And that's how I think Notre Dame is going to handle this corner board. Part of it is going to depend on how some things shake out at other positions, but I think that they're going to try their best to get four if they can, but it's not a given. And so what that does, as you look at the board, is that puts a little bit of kind of, I don't say pressure, on the other cornerbacks on the board to fill out this class. And here's what I mean by that. You may say, hey, I want to play at Notre Dame, but I want to go through the process. I want to take my visits. I want to do this. I want to do that, but I want to go Notre Dame. Well, that's fine. But now you're in a situation where you can say you want to do that, but Notre Dame may not have room. And the way that you look at it is, there was one, I'll just say it now, I believe there was one corner on the board that was a "we'll take him no matter what" player, and that was Dallas Golden. Like, if Notre Dame had four corners committed and Dallas Golden called and wanted to come, Notre Dame would have taken Dallas Golden. Like, that, I'm told that that's how the staff views Dallas Golden, right? And I was told this a little while ago.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, now you got him. Now it comes down to, okay, the rest of the corners on the board, do you really want to be here or not? And not that it, Notre Dame is going to try to pressure a guy to commit. I don't believe that's what's going to happen. But the guys that do want to come to Notre Dame, if you really want it, then you need to understand that this process is getting close to coming to a close. And, you know, it's going to be interesting how it plays out. We kind of went over the board last week when we were talking about the 2025 class after Micah Bell departed. And that also kind of factors in a little bit into the potential to take four. I think Micah Bell's departure opens up the possibility that this class could grow to one more, because Micah Bell was a sophomore in 24. He'd have been a junior when this class arrived, but he would have been a junior that had a redshirt season. So when this class arrived, Micah still would have had three seasons of eligibility left. So that's going to impact the numbers of this class a little bit. Now that Micah's gone, I do think it's going to make it a little bit more possible to get a fourth. Possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's at least possible. They may say, hey, listen, we're going to stop at three because we now have interest from this position that we didn't have. Or, you know, like they may say, hey, we're only going to take one more linebacker. But Notre Dame is in a really good position with Madden Fair-Emo and Nathaniel Usu-Boateng. They say, hey, look, we're not turning either one of those guys down. Well, the numbers got to come from somewhere. It may come from that fourth corner spot. It may come from a fifth receiver spot. It may be the reason you don't take a fourth offensive tackle, because you've got to make the numbers work. Because as what Notre Dame is finding out right now, it's harder for Notre Dame to process kids than it is other schools, because they don't just tell kids, you got to go. If a kid wants to stay, he stays. And there's a lot of kids that are bought into the program, but there's a lot of kids that want to stay and get their degree. So it can get a little bit challenging. So you just can't recruit 30 kids every year and we'll figure it out. You have to over-recruit numbers-wise, but you have to have some common sense to it. And so there are some things that could shake out in this class that could say, hey, you're only going to get to three. But if things work out the right way, they're hoping to get to four. So let's talk about the board, and let's talk about who's on the board right now. Number one, obviously, we have to talk about Mark Zachary. This is a guy, another player that Notre Dame has been high on for a long time. He's a guy that Mike Mickens has paid a lot of attention to, a guy that Mike Mickens has pushed hard for a long time. You know, Mark got his offer over a year ago. He's been on campus, you know, several times since then. He's a guy that Notre Dame likes a lot. He is viewed as more of a pure outside corner. Of the players on the board, Mark Zachary is considered the most natural pure corner, meaning like with Tristan Haynes, Jameer Joseph, Chuck McDonald, who I'll get into, those are guys who could maybe play some safety, maybe play some nickel. Some of them could play offense, which we'll get into, like a Dallas Golden. But Mark plays offense, but when you evaluate Mark, he's an outside corner. You know, like that's kind of how they view him. Could he play slot? Yeah, he could, but his strength is boom, outside corner. Whether that's boundary field, that's to be determined, but they view him as an outside corner. He's a guy, like I said, Mike Mickens is very high on. He's a starting point guard on their really good Ben Davis basketball team in Indianapolis. He plays both ways. Ben Davis is a really good program. Mike Mickens likes winners. Mark Zachary's a winner. He wins in football. He wins in basketball. He's a competitive kid. You can watch him play and see that he's a competitive kid. So there's a lot to like about Mark Zachary. The only questions that I have on Mark Zachary as a player right now are, I haven't seen him up close and personal, so I don't quite know how tall and long he is, and how thick he is. Everyone that I've talked to that has seen him says he checks the boxes. He's got enough length and height and all that stuff. He's very long, but my thing is like the height and more of the girth. So I would want to see that a little bit, but Notre Dame has seen him in person, and there's no issues there. There's no questions there, so he's passed all those checks. I'm just telling you what mine is. And then I wonder a little bit about what's the pure long speed relative to elite speed. I know he's got good speed, but does he have elite speed? Those are the only two things that I've even remotely questioned. It's just more the girth and height and then the long speed. But the other thing about Mark is when I watch him play, it's like I think the speed issue is more of just his body type. because you watch him play and he's got long strides. He's a very long strider kid. He's got a very unique frame in that I'm watching him play and I'm like, he just doesn't look like a burner. But then you watch him cover ground and you're like, but he's moving. I don't know if I'm explaining this very well, but it's just sometimes you watch a guy and he doesn't necessarily seem fast to you and jump out at you as fast. But then you watch him cover ground and you're like, but he looks fast. I don't know if that makes sense to you. So that would just be something I would like to, you know, just see kind of up close and personal to see that. But everything else checks the boxes for me. Yes, he's skinny, but he's this tough kid. He is very athletic, really good feet, loose hips, strong for his size, competitive for his size. He can leap. He's got a lot. He's got a, like, as a sophomore, I liked Mark's feel for the game, but he looked like a young kid that was still trying to learn it. As a junior, you could see his feel for the game, his football IQ really start to shine, and he looked a lot more comfortable jumping routes, you know, baiting quarterbacks, you know, understanding how to get to certain spots in the field as an offensive player to win, great timing on the ball. You could start to see that football IQ take off more and more and more. And that was something that that really impressed me about Mark's junior film. So as a sophomore, I had Mark Zachary as like a top 150 to top 175 player. As a senior, his grade jumped into the top 100 range for me. And so he's a guy that became much more of a, okay, I really like that guy type of player. And I know the Notre Dame staff is very high on him. He's a guy that they would, if he called tomorrow, they would take him in a heartbeat. I know he's a guy that from the people that I know is someone that the Notre Dame coaching staff thinks very, very highly of and is someone they would love to add to this class. So there's a lot of talent there. Now, where do things stand with Mark? That's a great question because he hasn't really been anywhere. He was supposed to visit Michigan recently and he ended up not going. He came to Notre Dame in March, but he didn't come back in April. He's been to Notre Dame a lot, but the expectation, the hope was, is that he would maybe come back for the spring game. He's only been on campus twice so far in 2023 or 24. He was on campus three times last year. He was in town over the course of 3 months, three times. So, you know, I'm actually not quite sure what is going on with Mark Zachary at this point in time, because it's not like he's been to a lot of other places. And as I mentioned, I think the most recent visit he took was actually the Notre Dame visit in March. So I don't know where things stand with Mark Zachary. I know that he likes Notre Dame a lot, and I know that Notre Dame likes him. If he's close to committing, don't know. I'm curious how landing Dallas Golden may impact Mark's time frame. I'm curious to see how that happens. But I'll just be honest with you. We have had a hard time getting a hold of Mark Zachary. He's never responded to any of our texts or calls or whatever the case may be. So we don't really know him that well. So we're only always relying on what other people are telling us about his recruitment. And so that's why I just don't really know where things stand. I'd love to sit here and tell you guys, oh, we have great contacts with him and we know this person, that person. You know, we don't have, we know a coach there, but we don't have a lot of those type of guys or that really know Mark and where things stand. So I'm just being honest. I don't know where things stand outside of the people that we do talk to say that he likes Notre Dame a lot, and we know that Notre Dame likes him. Now it's about, you know, can you close the deal with him? He's not the only guy on the board that the staff is incredibly high on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos.
My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Notre Dame in April hosted a young man from Oklahoma named Tristan Haynes, who is a lot like Dallas Golden in that he's a very good offensive player and a very good defensive player. I'm very high on Tristan Haynes. We broke down his film last week on the show. If you didn't watch that, check that out. It was the show we did about Micah Bell leaving. We kind of looked at the 25 class and the future of the cornerback position. Watched some film of Tristan Haynes, and really liked him a lot. He's long. He's athletic. He's fast. I know he's fast. Like his film jumps out at me. And so you know he's got it there. He's also long. He's a little over 6 feet tall, I believe. Very long arms, very smooth and fluid, athletic, playmaker on both sides of the ball. And when I compare him to Dallas Golden, it's that where Mark Zachary's a really good high school two-way player, but he's a pure corner. I know some people that like Tristan Haynes better receiver than they do DB. And so that's what makes him a very interesting player to look at as well. Notre Dame loves him as a defensive back, very much so loves him as a defensive back. So he's a guy also that I believe if he wanted to call up Notre Dame tomorrow and say, hey, I want to come, from the sources that I have, they would say yes, they would take him. That's the thing about this board that I've been told is there's a lot of guys on this board that if they wanted to come, they'd take like where the numbers are. And so if Mark Zachary called and wanted to come, they'd take him. If Tristan Haynes called and wanted to come right now, they'd take him. And so that's what makes us very interesting as far as what the numbers are going to look like. So when you look at Tristan Haynes, very dynamic player. He's going to be hard to get out of Oklahoma, but Notre Dame has put themselves in as good a position as you can put yourselves in for a kid like that. And with the results of the most recent draft, with what they're doing in the secondary with Cam Hart's production and Xavier Watts being an All-American, Benjamin Morrison and his emergence, they're finally putting a product on the field that makes recruits say, hey, I can go to Notre Dame as a DB and do something. And Tristan Haynes has absolutely taken note of that. Yeah, he's also a kid that's very intrigued by what Notre Dame offers off the field, which has also helped them get into this conversation as well. And then the last two players were Chuck McDonald's, a young man from modern day out in California, bigger kid, tall, long, physical corner. I think could also play, could play boundary. But I really like him as a field guy, kind of like a Cam Hart type of player. He's the player in this class that probably most reminds me of Cam, to be honest with you, is Chuck McDonald. I also think Chuck could play some safety, so he brings some versatility to the table. He's another one that's going to be a tougher get. He's a lot of the West Coast schools are on Chuck, and I think he likes a lot of the West Coast schools. But he did visit Notre Dame unofficially in April, and he's talking about coming back for an official visit in the summer. If they get Chuck McDonald back on campus this summer, I think they might have a shot with him. And I'm a big fan of Chuck McDonald. He's a really good football player and a very versatile football player. So I said, could play field corner, has the size you like in the boundary, could even play some slot because of his toughness and his ability to play the quick game, could also play safety. Like him a lot. And then the last player is Jahmyr Joseph. Jahmyr has already set a visit to Notre Dame for June. So they will get him on campus. He's another guy that is a bigger, longer, physical player. I really like him as a potential field corner, maybe even a safety, although I'd love to see him get a shot at corner. I think he runs well. He's athletic. And, he's a guy that, to me, brings a physicality to the position that they could certainly use more of. Not just a physicality. I should say physicality might not be the right word, because I think a lot of Notre Dame's corners are physical. He brings a level of power and toughness to the position, a strength to the position that I think you could use more of. So he's another guy that Notre Dame is very high on out of the state of New Jersey. Don't know as much about Jahmyr and his recruitment to be honest. I do know that he likes Notre Dame. I like that Notre Dame. I know that Notre Dame likes him. His visit is going to be very important when he gets here in June. If Notre Dame's going to be a player for him as far as being able to maybe close, they're going to have to really knock it out of the park when he comes on campus. So that's the board. You've got Mark Zachary from Indianapolis, Ben Davis. You've got Tristan Haynes from Carl Albert High School out in California, out in Oklahoma. You've got Chuck McDonald out of Mater Dei in California, and you've got Jameer Joseph out of the state of New Jersey. So that's the board. That's who Notre Dame is after. They want at least one of those guys. Now, if they get into June, and or if they get like kind of middle to late May, and none of those guys have committed, I could see the staff maybe expanding the board a little bit. But as of right now, I believe that's where that board is. That's where the focus is going to be, is on that four. And the staff wants at least one of those guys. Could they take two? As I mentioned, it's a possibility. But as of right now, the goal is to get one of those guys, and we'll see how that pans out. I know they want one more. I don't know that they're going to take two more. It's a possibility. They'd like to, but I don't know if the numbers are going to make sense when it all comes down, when it's all said and done at the end of the day. So that's where we are at for the what's next portion of the show. And then also, of course, what it does too is now that they've got, you know, two guys in the 2025 class, and they've got their board kind of narrowed down in 25, you can now start to see Mike Mickens start paying a little bit more attention to even more of the 26 kids. And so that's also what landing a guy like Dallas Golden brings to the table and what he can offer as far as how he impacts this Notre Dame class moving forward. So that's a part of it as well. Let's get to, we had a couple super chats before we get out of here that I wanted to thank you guys for. I do appreciate those very much. We had a super chat from Kay Grant, my man, Brian and the shirt. Yes, sir. There we are, man. Gap closer, because this is absolutely a gap closer for Notre Dame. Appreciate the super chat, Kay Grant, very, very much. And then we got one from Lou Holtz, Thunder and Bolts. First Deuce out of Mississippi, now Dallas Golden out of Florida. It's a new era at Notre Dame. Somebody tell Greg Sankey and the SEC country to hold my beer. You're leaving somebody out, my man. You're forgetting about Ivan Taylor out of the state of Florida as well, because Ivan actually goes to a public school. You can understand Notre Dame getting a private school kid like Berkeley Prep, but Ivan's a public school kid. And so to be able to get a kid like that, not that the public school kids don't care as much about the academic piece, but it's just been harder for Notre Dame to get and keep those public school kids. And so getting a guy like Ivan Taylor in the class is huge for Notre Dame. He's another top 50 recruit. I have to think landing Dallas Golden helps with that one, just because it's like, dude, you're going to come here and you're going to be surrounded by other really good football players. And you're not going to have to be, you know, carry the defense the way that some you might have to at some other places. So, yeah, getting Deuce was huge out of Mississippi. Getting Dallas and Ivan Taylor and Justin Thurman and Davion Dixon out of the state of Florida is also huge, huge for Notre Dame. So certainly a big one for those guys. So that's going to do it for today's show, everybody. I appreciate y'all very much for joining me. I had fun breaking down the film, talking about Dallas Golden. I think you guys can kind of see my excitement about him. He's in that Xavier Watts, Benjamin Morrison, you know, Jaden Alsbury type of player that's just like, dude, there's just something about that kid that's special. And he's that guy for me in the 2025 class. There's no doubt about it. And just they needed a guy like him if they're really going to go out and have that type of gap closing class that they need. Like my man Maysay K says, everybody, join the message board. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell. Share this podcast. Leave a 5-star review. And, yes, visit the IB store for the best merch. Guys, we have these Gap Closer shirts in the merch store, which you can find at link to in the description box below. You can also find a link to the store on any article that we publish at IrishBreakdown.com. You can check it out there. You can get tons of merch. We have IB hats. We have all types of cool stuff in the IB store, so definitely check that out as well. And as he says, as always, go Irish. Have a great rest of your weekend, folks, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow, 1 o'clock. We're going to review the draft. We're going to talk about next year's draft. We're going to have some fun. We're hoping to have a special guest on with us that day as well. So enjoy that one as well. But in the meantime, enjoy that Notre Dame got themselves a gap closer, everybody. Dallas Golden is now a member of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish 2025 class. Have an awesome weekend.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.